Blog Talk Radio.
Electronic board that
engineer board saying that there's some difficulty. They're updating things right now. They're trying to get it going, but I'm available for you, and I'm excited. We are now on Facebook. We are playing a major role by broadcasting this, all of our shows through Facebook, Instagram, and, you know, we're so excited, besides Blog Talk Radio. Now, this is a vessel to get the word out about historical Black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So I'm ready to bring the news to you, bring you the hottest sports topics that's being talked about all week in regards to historical Black colleges and universities, in regards to high school, middle school, as well as some Power Five, Group of Five. So, again, we want to talk for tonight, and so does my co-host, the agent, to join us. Now, the call-in number, if you want to be part of through Blog Talk Radio, is 347-857-4192. And if you want to just have some words, some things burning inside that you want to share about this topic, just press 1 once you call in, and I will identify you with the I'm looking at my phone, and my co-host are texting me and trying to let me know the phone is not ringing. And like I told you earlier, that there is some technical difficulty going on with the host line as well as the guest line. So I'm able to call in because I made a donation before the time they actually popped that up. But you can do it. But if you press 1, I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number, then I'll ask you to give me your name, your location, and where you're calling from. This is going to be a little bit difficult tonight. It's going to clear up in a little while. Don't let that hold you back. You're on Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRLDIBERTHASMITH. You got any comments, type in your comments about the topic I'm talking about. And as well as if you're on Instagram, which is Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, and I see there's one person joining us on Instagram as well as several on Facebook. So I'm excited again to come before you, and I'm hoping my co-host can continue to call in, because I don't want to just do it by myself tonight, but I will do it. Because we had an earlier show, I always do a preview show, and it's about 30 minutes, and I give you all the hot topics, but I want to get their opinion. Now, again, my co-host, as they attempt to try to call in, is Starley Coach Tony Stallworth. He's known as Touchdown Tony, and he joins us normally around about the 8:30 hour of the hour, because he shares a lot of our expertise about high school. We also have Coach Tremaine King Edwards, and I just know he put on the text saying that he's trying to call in, but it's not ringing. So, like I said, we're experiencing some issues with the host line as well as the guest call in and the function of it, but we're not going to give up. I want you to join us, Tremaine. I want you to make sure you join us. If you can join us through Facebook, it'll be fine. All you got to do is go to Facebook and patch in, and we'll be able to share thoughts as well. All right, the other three co-hosts, we have Coach Cameron Gilmer. He's a millennium. He's joining us as well. We have the Lady of Owls, none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith. And our radio personality, the Don King of all things. He hails from out of northern Florida, all the way up to Montgomery, from Montgomery to Troy, from Troy down to Dothan, they make a stop, which is in his home spot in Pop, Alabama. None other than Darryl E. Train Elliott. We look forward for each of those individuals join us when they get an opportunity. If you want to email the show, you can go to Talking Sports Plus at gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, you can go to Talking Sports Plus with the number 1, as well as at Lorenza D. Smith, at Elliot Darryl with the number 1, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach with a K, underscore L, underscore Smith. That's Coach Smith, Coach Laura D. Smith, and that's her Twitter account. So make sure you take an opportunity to join us. If you can't join us by calling in, I'm still broadcasting because I can see it's being broadcast. We're just having difficulties trying to make sure the line is open so you can call in. Now, the title of our show tonight is time for some championship football. It's time for some championship football. And it's all of these games that you have paid people to come and play you to get you some practice in to get ready. In the month of October, it's championship football at all levels. to the point, meaning you're talking about even Power Five, the Group of Five, Division Two, FCS, as well as the Division Three and NAIA. Those are the levels now getting ready in the month of October to play some championship football. And we're going to talk about some historical black colleges and universities. That's always our spotlight. We are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities. So we're going to focus on those colleges first, the university. Then we're going to move toward looking at high school. And then we're going to start looking at middle school athletics. And I say, I hope the line is cleared up and the issue is resolved. So my co-host, each of those individuals can try to call in, continue to try to call in. So eventually the engineer is going to get this all clear. It comes along with the territory. Like I said, we're so glad to have an opportunity because this vessel came as a vision in 2017 to kind of share the word, talk about our historical black colleges. No network takes time to talk about our historical black colleges and universities, our high schools, as well as our middle school athletics in the southeast part of the United States. So we're glad to have that opportunity to do that. So we're heard in 15 countries. Our listeners are, as I say, the United States being part of it, but we're heard in Canada. And I'll just give you a few. We're heard in the Norway, Sweden, France. We're heard in Zambia, on the continent of Africa, the Philippine Islands. We're just heard all over Dubai, all over the world. We're so glad to have that opportunity. So while we're broadcasting now, those individuals are checking us out. It might be morning hour for them, or even in the next day. But we still share with those opportunities where they can come back and go to Blog Talk Radio and you can listen to all of our on-demand episodes. Again, our title is Time for Some Championship Football. And we're going to talk about it starting with historical black colleges and universities. We had a topic that's so important. I think it's really important because it's something that's happening in a lot of, at least about seven of the SWAC schools. It pertains to historical black colleges and universities. It's the sale of alcohol. You have now the sale of alcohol, and a lot of colleges started doing it last year. Universities started doing it last year. We're going to talk about, I want to see what the team had to say about whether they agree or disagree. Now, my point about that, I think is if it's a financial profit for that university and it can be a controlled environment, I think it's great. Because you're there, you're entertained, and some people like to have a beer just like they did at home. I've seen they had bottles of wine and had all kind of things, specifically at one particular university I have season tickets to that I go to and check it out in that stadium. Also, I stayed in Birmingham up at Legion Field. So I would agree it's good to make a profit off that because people are drinking it outside of the stadium and coming into the stadium to the point some people try to sneak it in the stadium. Even though you go through security, people still able to put some things in to get that alcohol in there. So let's provide it for us. Let's sell it. So I'm agreeing. But now I also see the negative side of that. You have a situation where some people, they can take their level of drinking to a higher level and they get intoxicated. Then they come into the game and some things may not go that way and they become one of them boisterous fans that's shouting and screaming and hollering. You say something to them, they ain't no in a confrontation. And we got a whole nother ball game. And that's always a positive side and a negative. We don't always want to focus on that. Let's look at the positive side that is good for those universities to make some revenue, to help with their concession, move toward helping their school move in a positive way, and all of the colleges moving toward. You know, at one time, state colleges and state universities wasn't allowed to do it because the legislature said there would be no sales of alcohols on those campuses, and there shouldn't be any alcohol on the campus. But if you go to the tailgate, there's alcohol out, and always been alcohol out in the tailgate area. And we, you know, come Saturday, there's going to be at these certain universities and certain colleges and historical black colleges areas. You're going to see these tailgates set up and have people having beverage and have the constant having their beer and all that thing. So it's happening on the campus during that time. So they just let's move it to the stadium. It's been moved to the stadium, and it's a positive thing that said more SWAC schools are doing. So that's a plus. I agree with it. I'm for it. If you have any thoughts about it, make attempt to call in. Try to call in. If you're on Facebook, call in. And if it's kicking you out, let me know by comment and let me know that you're still having a problem because I can't really tell. I can see up on the board where it says they're currently experiencing some issues with the host line and the guest line. But we're going to hopefully it's cleared up as we move, because he said, please watch for updates. Sometimes the issue is cleared up and they're not able to remove that from that. So from me looking at it, I can nobody let us know. Make an attempt. I want each and every one of y'all to make an attempt to call in. The call-in number here for those individuals who are on Facebook or Instagram, you can see behind me, that's 347-857-4192. Try to call in and then send me a comment or a message saying that it's not going through, Doc. See what you can do. I'm going to continue to work on it. So we're going to look at some games that occurred last weekend. You had Alabama A&M that was, this is in the SWAC, and they was the most notable game. Alabama A&M played down in what we call a Gulf Coast Classic down in Mobile, Alabama. Alabama A&M beat Central State out of the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, 63-20. Sort of tuning up for homecoming. This is homecoming coming up on this weekend in Huntsville, Alabama. They'll be taking on Texas Southern. So that was a big and a good win, a big win and a good win for Alabama A&M. You also had Alcorn blasting Mississippi Valley 45-9 over there in Intervena, Mississippi, to set up themselves as the division leaders along with Alabama State University. They'll be taking on Alabama State University this weekend over in the Hornet Stadium. And I'm asking all those in, even if you're at tailgate, the game is 2 o'clock. Go in there, check the game out, and scream and shout. This is a great opportunity. We've been seeing whether university, the team had been performing well in the past. They got an opportunity of 2-2 now, talking about Alabama State University. Alcorn is 2-0 in the conference as well, and Alabama State 1-0. And it's going to be an outstanding game, but it needs to meet in your seat. So if you're sitting out and enjoying yourself at the tailgate, pick yourself up the best you can and go in there and support your team. Yes, it may be $25, maybe $30. You say, oh, man, I'll come to it. But that's where you better support your university. Support your team. Those players love to see, the coaches love to see you in the stadium. The band is playing outstanding at these games. But this game coming up this weekend between Alabama State University and Alcorn will decide the eastern part of the SWAC conference. They have divisions within the conference. And at this point, they're tied for first place, Alabama State University and Alcorn. And the winner is going to take a step ahead of their second place team and put them in a position to continue to win. They'll play in the championship game. So you need to be there. Be there to cheer Alabama State University or Alcorn if that's your team. And give a big shout out. Scream, holler for your team. And it will be awesome when you win the ball game, come out to the tailgate. Now you have plenty of time. The game should be about 4:30. And you got spend the time to stay there just if you want to get blasted or whatever you want to call it. You're going to have a good time. I'm not encouraging you to do that, but if you want to have a good time, come out after you have a win under your belt because you went and supported your team. We also had Bethune-Cookman played Howard out of the MEAC. Howard was ranked in the first slot. So they don't do division. They do the top 10 teams in an order. And Howard was beat, Bethune-Cookman beat Howard 37-29, which is an outstanding game to move to third place because that brought South Carolina State to first, North Carolina A&T to second, and Bethune-Cookman to third. None of those teams have losses. They're all 2-0 in the conference. Also in the SWAC, you had University of Arkansas Pine Bluff playing Southern. They lost to Southern 31-7. So Southern have put themselves in running for the first place slot in the western part of the SWAC conference. So that's going to be an outstanding game coming up as they play through their schedule. We also had Grambling defeating Prairie View. Grambling lost to Prairie View. And the thing about it, I want to share about that is Grambling has always, for the last 20 years, has been at a point besides playing those Division I schools, but when they come to the SWAC, they normally lead that division, which is the Western Division of the SWAC Conference. This year, they're 0-2, which is sending shockwaves through Grambling down there in off from Shreveport in Grambling, Louisiana, and there's a lot of talk about what's going on. They failed the Prairie View, and the score for that game was, and it didn't show exactly the score, but they fell to 2-0, and that's the first time in probably about 10 years. So there's a little worry some words and thoughts going on down there, some thoughts going on about what this team is doing, what the coaching is doing. So Grambling is no longer up there battling with Southern. Now, they will probably at the end of the year, but right now they're 0-2, probably the worst start they've had to their SWAC schedule in many years, you know, probably over 10 years. Also, we want to discuss the SWAC, the MEAC, and SIAC, as well as the CIAA. You might ask, and I've had that question, say, a lot of us who come from PWI, we're not aware of the conference. There's only four conferences dealing with the Historical Black College and University. You have the Southwest Athletic Conference, talked about that with the Grambling, Southern Alabama State, Alabama A&M, Jackson State, Mississippi Valley. You have the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, consists of the Howards, the Bethune, Cookman, and all those teams up on the coast right there, the Atlantic Coast. You also have the SIAC, which is Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, consists of the Tuskegees, the Miles, as well as the Clark out of Atlanta, and also Savannah State, Albany State, Fort Valley. You also have the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, runs again up that East Coast right there. Teams like Bowie State, Virginia State, Shaw, Livingston, Fayetteville State. Now, we want to look at their standing as of Monday. And we'll go to the SWAC. As I stated earlier, you got ASU and Alcorn tied for the eastern part of the division of the conference from the eastern division. You have from the western division, you have Southern, the leader over there in the SWAC. We also, in the MEAC, you have South Carolina State. As I mentioned, they don't have division. They have the top 10 teams. South Carolina State has 2-1, which is 2-0 in the conference. North Carolina A&T, 2-1. They 2-0 in the conference. Then you also have in third place Bethune-Cookman, which is 2-1, but 2-0 in the conference. In the SIAC, you have the Eastern Division, Savannah State, 2-0, Albany State, 1-0. In the Western Division of the SIAC, you have Miles College, 2-0, and Tuskegee, 1-0. Miles won in both football and basketball last year, the SIAC. So they look like they have things rolling up in Birmingham, Alabama, and we'll applaud those individuals up there for a good start of the season. You have CIAA, which is the Northern Division, and you have Bowie State, 3-0, Virginia State, 2-1. You have a native son, a young man that's from Alabama State University, used to be the coach. He's up in Virginia State. That's Reggie Ballo. We have Southern Division. We have Shaw standing at 1-0. Livingston, 1-0, Fayetteville, 1-0. So those are the standings for that division, each one of those SWAC, each one of those Historical Black College and University divisions. The spotlight game for the week, as I've mentioned earlier, we have Alabama State taking on Alcorn at 2 o'clock in the Hornet Stadium. You have, that's in the SWAC. In the, up in Huntsville, you have Texas Southern taking on Alabama A&M at 2:30 for the homecoming kickoff. You also have Grambling taking on Jackson State at 6 o'clock over there in Memorial Coliseum. In the MEAC, you have South Carolina State taking on Delaware State, which would be an awesome game. In the SIAC, you have Tuskegee taking on Albany State. So you'd have two of the second-place teams in the division, second-place team in both East and West Division, or SIAC taking on each other. You also have a spotlight game. You have Savannah State taking on Charleston Southern, and that's going to be an awesome game. Then the CIAA, you have Bowie State taking on Winston-Salem, which will be an outstanding game. So we have some games that are coming up this weekend. Check them out and, you know, be about the business of checking out your Historical Black College and University. If not, checking out those, your school. If we're not mentioning your school because you're Power Five, not that we're taking away from, but we want to focus on our Historical Black Colleges and University. In our coaches' corner, we want to discuss the poll. One of the questions that came out of our discussion of the poll is that I see my line is opening up because I have a call. I have an individual breakthrough, so I want to tell our co-host to try to give it a call back because it began to clear up. The issue's being cleared up right now. I have individuals able to call in now, so I thank you so much. I see the board begin to light up, and I do appreciate it. So, Max, my co-host, to try to call in. I know you've been running into some problems. You said the phone was not ringing, but it's working now because I see the individual that's been on actually about 9 minutes. So they've been able to get in there from their cell. So we look forward to having the co-host, each one of them, join us as soon as they can work their way through the time. All right, we're going to look at the Amway Coaches Poll, the USA Coaches Poll. And if it was the first time in history, probably in a while, we'll say in a while, probably the last 20 years, that a team that was ranked number one in the Power Five and in that Coaches Poll to win over the weekend and lose their number one spot. And that happened as the ranking of the top five. You have Alabama flip-flopping with Clemson. They are now ranked number one, University of Alabama. You have number two, you have Clemson. Number three, you have Georgia. Number four, you have Ohio State. Number five, you have LSU. Number six, you have Auburn University. And if you notice, that's four teams from the SEC that's ranked in the top six, and three of them have to play each other. That's for sure. I'm sorry, all four of them had to play each other because, to the point, Auburn plays Georgia later down here. Auburn also, and Florida also is ranked number nine, so Auburn's playing Florida this weekend. You have Auburn has to play Alabama. Auburn has to play LSU. LSU has to play Alabama. So you have that, and that's going to change. Those teams, those top five teams, top 16, not going to be up there in the top. So it'll be a change. And so we look forward to seeing that happen with the PWIs as well. We also, as I said, wanted to talk about why that was a change. Now, sometimes it's your body of work. You know, they say this poll doesn't mean anything, but it means something to the fan. Because when you get to about the, November, somewhere time, the middle of November, you start having the college football playoff poll. That's the one really matters. The top four teams gets in. So if you flip-flop from one to two, continue to win. The schedule set up for Clemson to win, so we expect Clemson. They got a high percentage for being there, about 70% for being in college football playoff. You have Alabama there projecting, as well as possibly Ohio State. And then also we're looking at Oklahoma slipping in there as well. So probably want to take those power conference and those winners. But you also have LSU standing there, maybe the first team out. And also you'll have Auburn that may be one of the first team out, as well as Wisconsin may be a team that's out. So the poll flip-flop, and just wanted to confirm why Alabama replaced Clemson. Their performance this past weekend, the score was 21-20, and probably could have lost the ball game because University of North Carolina and Clemson played, went for two, and they missed the two. It was about a minute and 17 seconds. We're not saying they would have held on, but they got that two that would put a lot of pressure on Clemson, and they managed to win the game, but it's the style of winning the game. A lot of times your style may not be good, so that creates problems for you. So they dropped in the poll, and that's how it stands, and that's our coach's corner. Now we're going to look at some high school storyline that occurred this weekend. Again, I want my co-host to still try to call in because I know the line is open. Try to call in and share your thoughts. We want you to be a part now, but we want you to try to call in as well. And the call in number is 347-857-4192. If you have something you want to say, press 1. I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I ask you to give your name, your location, and offer your comments, your questions, as well as your expertise. Try to give us a call. Call in your number again is 347-857-4192. Make sure we get that number right. 347-857-4192. Give it a call. Give us a shout out. Let us know what's going on so I can know the line is available, which I can see is open, particularly for this caller that's on here now. And they're not pressing to talk, but they're listening to the show and we appreciate that as well. All right, let's kind of look at some high schools. We'll kind of see what occurred this past weekend. Look at some power rankings dealing with the state of Florida and the state of Georgia. If you're one of those states we want to talk about, and one of your schools may be in there, your school may be a part of, your neck of the woods may be there. We'll start with the state of Florida. Their Power 25 is called the Florida High School Athletic Association. You have the IMG Academy. They're ranked number one. I want you to keep in mind that them being ranked number one, they are a prep academy. You can come to and attend IMG Academy, and you can do prep program and get yourself. So they play the schools in Florida, but they can't play for a championship. They're not in a division. Florida has nine divisions dealing with their high school. So they're up to 9-8. And those teams cannot, IMG, because of the players not being resident of the state of Florida, they can come there, stay on campus, stay in that city of Bradenton, Florida, and be a part of that team, honing their skills. And some of your top players in the country is playing at IMG Academy. They had an opportunity to play Booker T. Washington out of Miami. They beat them 52-14. Like I said, the level of play is a little different, but I think BTW is doing real well. We applaud BTW for doing some of the things they're doing down in Miami. And there are an awesome coaching staff, players, and as well as IMG. They're ranked number one. BTW is ranked number nine. We also have St. Thomas Aquinas. They're ranked number two. They play Carroll City out of Miami, who's ranked number 13. And they beat them 45-24 this past weekend. We have Central out of Miami. They're ranked number three, playing Bentland Judas out of Miami. They beat them 38-14. Edgewater, ranked number five, played Waikiki, and they beat them 52-21. And ranked number six is Lakeland, beat Strawberry Crest 59-0. So those are the top five, top six teams. I excluded the fourth, the number 14, because they was idle this past weekend. So that's out of the state of Florida. We're going to move to the state of Georgia. Georgia high school football ranking as of 30th. You have ranked number one in their Power 25 is Lowndes out of Valdosta, Georgia. They're 6-0. Number two, you have Marietta, who's 3-1. They're ranked number two. That's right outside of Atlanta. You have Colquitt County. They're ranked number three. They're 4-1. Number four is MacEachner. They're ranked number four. They're 4-0. Ranked number five, you have North Gwinnett County, and they're 4-1. Number six, you have Buford. They're 5-0. Number seven, Valdosta High School out of Valdosta, Georgia. They're ranked number seven. They're 5-1. We also have Grayson. They're ranked number eight, and they're 4-1. We also have Urban County, ranked number nine. They are 4-0. And the number 10 ranked team is Parkview, which is out of Litburn, and they're 3-1. So those are the schools that make up the Georgia high school football ranking as of 9/30/2018. So those are the schools. Now let's kind of move over to the high school games that occurred this past weekend in Alabama, that part of what we call the Power 25. Down in Mobile at the floor, down in Ladd Stadium, you had number five, Fairland, taking on LaFleur. The final score of that game was 63-12. And Fairland's ranked number five in the Power 25. Out of Montgomery, you had ranked number 16 last week, Robert E. Lee, who after their win moved up to number 12 in the Power 25, beat Carver High School 55-14. It was a little surprising. I watched the game. Robert E. Lee outmanned them. He had a lot of things positive. They were clicking on all cylinders. And the final score was 55-14. So that's something to keep an eye out for in the city of Montgomery. You have Robert E. Lee leading the city at this time. You have Carver that's second. And then you have a sort of a toss-up between Jefferson Davis High School, who won their first game last Friday night against Lanier, Cindy Lanier. Then you also have Paul Crossing have one win, but they lost on Friday night to Central Phoenix City, and the score was 31-7. Central Phoenix City is ranked number 3 in the Power 25. So those are the schools. Now, some games that's highlight. There's several games that's going to be played coming up here on this weekend, but one of the games that's going to be played is number 12, Robert E. Lee of Montgomery, will be taking on Prattville. Pratt will have one game, one loss, I believe, to their credit. If I'm not mistaken, they lost to Central Phoenix City. So that's going to be a good game on Friday night, whenever they play at each other. So it said Lee at Pratt, so it will be a Friday night game. So we want you to check that game out if you're in Central Alabama, getting yourself ready to go over to Alabama State on Saturday to see the Hornets take on Alcorn. If you're in Montgomery, do that. If you're in any local surrounding area, make a point. Go over there and check that ball game out. There are some other games that are being played. We have several other colleges that play right here in Montgomery. We have Huntington College that's playing. They play on that NAIA level. You also have Faulkner. Faulkner University, they participate. So if that's one of your schools, support your school. We just want you to make sure you come out and be a part of it. I'm still waiting on those individuals to call in, Coach Edwards, Coach Gilmer, Coach Smith, Coach Stallworth, who normally call in at 8:30. However, like I said, we've been having some problems trying to resolve the issues on our host line and our guest call-in line. It is out of New York. It has nothing to do locally. So we're waiting. I do see someone joining us on that, so they're able to get through it. I need for those co-hosts to call in and share their thoughts. If they're having a problem, I always tell everybody, if you see an individual, you have access to that person, call that person, what you know them, and our co-host knows, because I'm sitting here looking at the co-host's mom on the line, call her, and then you can patch yourself through it, do a conference call, and you'll be on the line as well. So we want you to make sure, and that's Coach Edwards, we want you to make sure you do this. You can share about your game that happened today. Previously, we know the last four games he was undefeated up there in Huntsville at Chapman Middle School, and we always want to get a report about what's going on in North Alabama besides homecoming at Alabama. And if you're traveling up to Huntsville this weekend, it's going to be some festive occasions going on up there. It's going to be outstanding. I think they have a concert planned on Friday night. They got a step show. They got so many things that's going on, and they'll be taking on Texas Southern at 2:30. Over there in the stadium, the Lewis Crew Stadium, Lewis D. Crew Stadium, and you can go out there and check them out. But they have that tailgate area set up, and a lot of people be joining us throughout the process. They'll be there. I won't be up there this year. I went last year, the last two or three years I've been, but I'll be here in Montgomery supporting the Hornets. I'll be over there. We'll be tailgate. If you are listening to me and you might be working here, especially at Alabama State University, working and you're checking us out, we have a membership table set up for AEA, NEA, Education Association. Get membership into the Alabama NEA Education Association through Alabama State University. As part of the membership team, I have it set up at my tailgate area. Stop by. We'll be setting up around 10 o'clock. And we'll be pushing it up to game time. Get yourself signed up. Be a part of it. Be a part of the association. If you're not a part of Alabama State University and wherever you are, associate with an NEA educational association locally, sign up for it. It's a supporting agency. I've been a member for a long time. I've been, you know, retired out of education a couple of years ago. However, I'm still a member of AEA, NEA, and I go to their workshops. I attend national conference dealing with NEA. Just attended one recently right in Montgomery down the Renaissance, talking about bettering our conference and bettering our association. I was up in Nashville recently of the ATPA. I went to Atlanta, and I try to make sure I be a part of the association and do some things. So we want you to be a part of it. Check us out. Stop by the tailgate tent. Get you a hamburger, hot dog. Get you a piece of chicken and some beans or whatever we are having there. Get you something to drink. Enjoy yourself because we want to have an awesome time on Saturday. We'll be set up in between 6:30 and 7 in the morning, but we won't start getting that grill fired up to about 10 o'clock. And I want you to come get you something and just say hello to me. Say, when I holler at your doc, I check you out on Facebook. And I just want to talk with you because I'm here at the game. And it's awesome. We look forward to having an awesome time on Saturday at Alabama State University over there at the stadium where they're taking on Alcorn State University. Decide who will be the number one team as of this point. This is championship month, as well as November, we can call it. So is it time for some championship football? Yes, sir. So when they play on Saturday, those teams that are playing, you have, for example, in the SEC, you got Florida and ranked number 9, and Auburn and ranked number 6 going to be playing down in Gainesville. It's going to be an outstanding ball game. There's several other ball games going on. You have Ohio State, who's ranked number 4, taking on Michigan State. And I'm calling out some PWIs that are playing this weekend. You can be a part of it. Check it out. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. You know, I'm still waiting on those individuals to call in. Sort of like going through the process of sharing some things. There's a couple other topics I want to talk about dealing with sports this week. And one of the topics is dealing with suspension of Vontaze Burfict, a linebacker for the Oakland Raiders. He was suspended by the NFL for the rest of the season for consistently part of illegal hit. I watched the hit. I just did see it had been illegal. They said the reason they suspended him for the rest of the season with no pay is because of his consistent times of doing it. This is not his first time. It is stated from the analytical, all analytics go out and look at the money. He has been fined over $5 million for hit and being suspended. He's been suspended up to 5 games. And it seems like no problem, but he now will be suspended right at 12 games, and he won't get paid. And I don't think it's going to hold. They're appealing him. His attorney, his agent is appealing it. They're going to appeal their suspension. But what's your thoughts on it? Tell me what you think. Football getting to the point that we're trying to make it safe. We're trying to protect our young people as well as our professional people as they play the game. But are we going to the extreme sometimes? And I just think we know football is a violent sport. We know I play, so I know how violent it can be. And some people have a control on what they're doing, and some people don't. Some people get pumped up and they want to pass that big hit out. And we know we can hurt ourselves when we do that, but we're supposed to be trained that something we can take, something we can't. Because anytime we're dealing with a head injury, a neck injury, you know, you can't protect yourself from that when you're passed. That's what they're trying to take out of the game, not allowing you to use your head, not launching your body as a missile to hit somebody. And that's kind of what Burfict did this weekend in the game, even though the receiver said, you know, really didn't hit me, but it just was how they saw it. And then when he went out of the stadium, what do you think about that, waving and smiling at the crowd? He's being suspended or thrown out of the game, and now he's been suspended for 12 games. That's what he issued by the NFL on Monday, and now he's appealing it, and I think it will be reversed because they got to go on the merits of what happened then, not what happened last year. And we always going to include that. When our discussion, and you have some thoughts about it, we'll be And I'm gonna see that I'm getting and I'm gonna see, can I get this line in? Because I see a question mark. That means that someone is trying to talk. Let me see, can I try to get it? Okay, I think I have you on. Is this Coach Edwards?
This is Coach Edwards' mother. Coach Edwards, do we have you in as well?
I'm here.
All right. We had to work through another story. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good. What's going on, Dr. Smith?
I don't know. I'm sitting up here looking at the board, and as I explained to Facebook as well as Instagram, that they said they have some current problems that's going on with the host line and the guest line, call in line, and they're working on it. And they'll let us know when it's up.
Okay.
But I saw your mom was able to get through. So I said, you know, make it a conference call where you're on the line. We've been talking pretty much about what's going to be happening this weekend. I'm going to let you kind of share your thoughts about what's going to be happening in North Alabama at Alabama A&M, some of the high school athletes, some middle school athletes. I'm going to let you kind of take the stage now and use the next 10 minutes to share those thoughts about what's going on for homecoming and what's going on in North Alabama. All right, Coach.
Yes, Dr. Smith, we have a homecoming up this way. Alabama A&M will be playing, I think, Texas Southern this weekend. Big time weekend, man. If you've been to Alabama A&M homecoming, they know it's big time. We're excited up the way. Events started on Sunday night. We had a gospel explosion. They've been having events all week. Let's see. Prep games for Friday. We have Jemison versus Hazel Green. And we also have, I think, James Clemens versus Austin. So it's a big time week this week. But I won't be able to, you know, get involved in the festivities. I'll be preparing for the tailgate, big time tailgate. But the Chapman Indians won yesterday. They won 42-0. They beat Williams, the team we lost to last year. So we had a revenge game. We won 42-0.
Awesome. Coach, I tell you, that's good to hear that y'all really grinding. Now, your team is what? You're undefeated? Have you lost a game or you won all your games?
5-0, Dr. Smith. 5-0.
5-0, rolling. We're going to make a point to ride up there. I already told your mom we're going to ride up and check you out on one of your games. We ain't gonna wait till, we will not wait to the championship game. We want to check you out before it ends. So we look forward to checking your middle school team out. That's some middle school football in North Alabama. Also, locally, you have several teams that are playing. I had a chance to attend a middle school game on Monday night with Alabama Christian Academy versus St. James. St. James won the ball game at 42-7, so it was a good ball. It played at 5:00, which is extremely hot out there. That's one of the games. Then you have your local school as well that's playing. They consistently play throughout the time. So, you know, that's what it's all about. Now, Coach Edwards, just before we move, because we're getting close to, you know, closing the show out, you know, however, we have to work through it. I want your thoughts on Clemson being removed from the top spot to the second spot, and Alabama moves to the top spot. Tell me your thoughts so you can share with our listeners on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio why you think that happened. And I have another topic we're going to touch on, dealing with the issue with alcohol sales in the school at the college and university. But give me your thoughts on the flip-flop of Clemson and Alabama and the top five of the poll, and tell me your thoughts on that.
Dr. Smith, when you don't perform, that's what happens. Clemson had a slip-up game. They slipped up, but they caught their traction, and they're still running. So they stayed alive. They kept their goose egg on the other side of their schedule, their record, and they're fine. But when you slip up, they will drop you. When you're playing a tier team like they played North Carolina. North Carolina is not heard of anywhere. So they're going to drop. If there had been any other team, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, if they had had a slip-up game, they would have went down too. Top five is SEC heavy. SEC heavy. I really don't think top five doesn't mean anything right now. You know, I hear a lot of Auburn fans talking about their strength of schedule and who they playing. Shoot, you win out, you get in the game. So, end discussion with that. With the alcohol sales, we're Dr. Smith, glad you said that, because we're having our first alcohol sale game at Alabama A&M this weekend. So
okay.
They will be selling beer in the game this weekend. Let me hear your thoughts about that, Dr. Smith.
Well, as I said earlier, I'm for it if it's in a control type situation, because some people don't handle the alcohol very well. But I think it's a plus because it allows those schools to make some money off the alcohol sale. Because some people are sneaking it in at times. I've seen that happen. Or they get blasted outside during the tailgate. Then they go into the stadium, and they're holding themselves pretty good. So I think that the positive side that these schools are using as a financial venture to make some money off, so that's positive. And that could be a negative side where you have somebody that, because they're selling those 16 ounces and I saw Bud Light as well as Michelob Ultra, and that's, you get about three or four in. Yeah, I see some people sitting beside me sitting up there drinking at Alabama State game, had about four or five. And I'm just like, man, that's, you're talking about, you know, it's 12 ounces is enough. So when you're doing 16 and you're doing four or five, that equal up to about six beers. And sometimes they get to talking, but that's all part of it. It's part of the festivity, having fun. But if we're in a controlled situation, we can control it. I have no problem. I think schools need funding and need to have opportunity to make money. Now, before we go, I'm gonna throw this at you that I'm going to talk about as well. California passed that bill. It's not pay for play, but it's a bill where you can get paid for your likeness. What do you think about that, Trey? College players being paid, receiving money for their likeness.
That's a big time bill, Dr. Smith. The fact of the matter is, Dr. Smith, they're getting to a point where it's not about just the education. With the NC, the problem is the NCAA makes too much money. They make too much money. So these kids wondering, you know what I'm saying, where is money going? Why am I struggling on campus? I know I'm getting my education free, but am I taking advantage of that? That's an issue too. We giving kids scholarships. That's money in the making right there too. But are we taking an issue to, you know what I'm saying, we looking at APR. Are we going to drop the APR or what, Dr. Smith? All that comes into play when they talking about money. Because to me, that you're going to go to the highest bidder regardless, Dr. Smith. So it's a lot of stipulations they got to put in with that, because a lot of schools ain't got the money to, and a lot of schools got too many players to pay. So that's something the NCAA has to look at, and the state's got to figure out how to pay these players. And NCAA as a whole, I wouldn't even fuss and fight over it, because I believe it's gonna fix itself, because I don't see the states, you know, taking money from their taxes away from roads and stuff like that, schools and stuff, to play these athletes now, because in a sense you're gonna pay students too. To me, it ain't gonna be just about athletes. It opens up a corridor that don't need to be open. And I'm totally with that. When Tim Tebow said that, I was with Tebow. And a lot of people look at me crazy. I said that opens a door that you don't want to be open, because there's so much stuff that you have to pay for. It's not just football and basketball. It's soccer. It's swimming. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Smith? It's all that. All those sports come to play. So when that happens, I mean, you got to look at the amount of magnitude of money that you're going to be spending for these top-tier athletes. It's track. It's baseball. I mean, you got to look at that. And like you said, if you have a fixed amount, I could see, but it still has to come from somewhere. and the NCAA ain't getting you jack. I'm gonna tell you that now. They ain't getting you nothing. So it's gonna have to come from the state taxes or something.
Okay, and just kind of add a little caveat to that. I think one of the things I think will create a problem is, yeah, California passed and other states may pass. You got to remember now that money is not going to actually come from that university. Here you got what? You got Nike now putting big money in and it's handing under the table. So, essence, it's opening the door that those things that you're fighting right now in court, in federal court, from happening, athletes going to get paid. And my only problem with that, I don't have a problem if you give them a little extra money, pay them some money for their license. But your license wouldn't be worth a quarter without that offensive lineman. Are you going to make sure? And I think the fairness to me, it's just me, the fairness would be if a running back license, everybody buy their jersey, every one of those players on that offensive team get the same amount of money. You can cut down on something. So if a car salesman come in and say, I want to put you sign 50 footballs because with your number and everything, whatever money you get, that player or all those players that makes that back, type of back he is, because you ain't going to be a great back if you don't have a good offensive line. You're not going to be successful unless everybody can. This is not basketball. Basketball, you can have one player and be an awesome team. But in football, all the levels have to be clicking. Everybody got to work together. If they're not working together, they're not going to be successful. So I don't care if you're running the touchdown. Somebody had to block and put you in a position to run a touchdown. These are the kind of things that are going to come out because if that's my grandson, he's an offensive lineman, and he's ripping it up, opening the holes up, and just because the back going to be getting $1 million, I want my grandson to get $1 million because he opened the hole. Now, what if that player and all them offensive linemen decide they're not going to block? You think that likeness is going to be very much? It's not. So these are the kind of things the NCAA have to deal with. I understand California is a liberal state, and they like to be ahead of the curve. Nothing wrong with being ahead of the curve, but if you don't have anything in place to deal with this, to deal with the rogue people, deal with these individuals that have been in the past handing monies, running through the church and doing all that. I'm not trying to put the church in a bad light, but it has happened. I know it works that way. That money goes through the church and they give it to the player as a scholarship to go to this university. This is happening now. It's hard for the NCAA to control it. So what they have done and backed off until they get a report about it. But with this law, and if it happened in other states, you're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have a way to control it, it's not going to be good. And it's going to be almost like the highest bidder for the athlete. The rich going to get richer. I don't care if California is the one starring it. That don't mean everybody want to go to California because if we're not winning, there ain't going to be no money invested unless you get it illegally done to you. So it's a lot of things going on. This is just my opinion. You have yours too. Like I said, I call in line. It's opening up a little bit because I see another number is on here that's added to the show. But it's just the bottom line is you got to be careful when you're opening Pandora box to see exactly what's going to happen. And when you don't have a plan to deal with it. It says 2023, they want to work it out and see what the NCAA going to do and how they going to work with them. And the thing about it, if you want to open that door, you got to have a plan B, C, and a D to make sure you deal with it, coach. So that's one of the things we're kind of dealing with that. But we're at the end of the show now. But any thoughts you want to share, Coach Trey, as you leave out, tell us about your schedule next week, how you plan next week. Tell us about some things that are occurring in North Alabama. Coach Edwards.
yes, Dr. Smith. We're off next week. Huntsville City has fall break. So next week we'll be off. We have no game. I picked my basketball team. We're getting ready to roll the basketballs out, man. So I'm start practice on fall break. Get a few practices in with my girls and boys and see how we look. Other than that, Dr. Smith, that's all going on up here. We're gonna roll them. The tide is off this weekend. We'll be back in it next weekend versus Texas A&M. And that's all I got for you, Dr. Smith. Auburn got a big one this weekend. Auburn got Florida. So y'all check that one out. Y'all have a good night, Dr. Smith.
That's awesome. I just want to also share one of our co-hosts is now assistant basketball coach at the middle school here in Montgomery. That's Coach Smith, Coach Lauren Smith. You know, I'll be saying Coach Smith. I'm Coach Smith as well. But I had something that happened on last Thursday night. I was at the game with Coach Smith and also my sister, Jennifer Edwards. And we was there, and some fellas walked up and said, "Hey, that's Coach Smith." First thing I did, I turned around and looked at the guy like, "Who are these guys?" But I can see now I'm no longer recognized as Coach Smith, because by those people I coached, I see several people on the line that I coached. They'll say Coach Smith. But I also know that I passed the torch on to her. And now she's the Coach Smith now coaching in Montgomery sports now. So I accept that. They call me Doctor, not Doc Smith. So I take the doc now. I just want to share that with Coach Edwards and Jennifer, Edwards, his mom, that's on the line as well. That's what I saw last Thursday night. The passing of the torch was passed on to Lauren. Now she's a coach with a K underscore L Smith. Check her out. And she's now carrying the torch and that legacy of the Smith family as coaches. I put a lot of years in coaching, but I am now ready to take a step back and let Coach Lauren D. Smith handle this thing. And awesome, as well as Coach Tremaine Edwards, they're doing a wonderful job. Both of them are coaching and doing real positive things, having a good background. So I said, take the mantle, take it off the mantle, take the torch, and run with it, both of y'all. Keep doing what you're doing, or God got you. Now, we're at the end of the show. And it's always good to have an outstanding show, but I always have to give a shout out to those individuals that join us. On Instagram, we had Demetri Besser joining us, but I only get an hour on Instagram, but it is exactly 1 hour. It's done, so it has already shut down. That's normally what it is, 1 hour. But we have a list of individuals joining us on Facebook. I have to give a shout out, so this is very important to us, you know, as well as those individuals on Blog Talk Radio. We have Marvin Smith. Marvin, thank you so much for joining us. One of my ball players from junior high, Artavia Williams, also a member of my fraternity, my frat brother, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. That's Artavia Williams. Audrey Medley, she was with us last night. Thank you, Audrey. You have Yvette Smith. That's my biological youngest sister. Thank you, Yvette. You have Tamara Jackson. Tamara, that used to work over there at the rehab center. Thank you so much. Eleanor Thomas, Eleanor Blackmont Thomas. You know, I always say Eleanor Blackmont. She's joining us. Thank you, Eleanor, for joining us on Facebook as well. Family friend and knowing just like a sister. Cinnamon Brown, thank you, Cinnamon, for joining us. Tawana Martin, thank you very much. We have Carmen Johnson. Carmen Johnson. Let me make sure I get it right. And we have Monique Sunshine Boyd. Thank you, Monique. You say hi. Hi, Monique. Thank you for joining. Kimberly Overtree. Thank you, Kimberly, for joining us. So much, Kimberly. You know, get a chance. Holler at me. I'll holler at both of you. Stacey Herbert, another one of my ball players from McKenzie, played football for me and basketball. For me, but he's also a member of a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So proud to have him as one of my brothers now. We have a House Holly. Thank you, House Holly, for joining us. We have Olivia Smith, co-host of Talking Real to You, Dr. Olivia B. Smith out of Atlanta, the Atlanta area. Thank you for joining us. She's my biological sister as well. We have Preacher Man preaching in for him, and that's Michael Clemens. Pastor Clemens, he's one of my former basketball players from McKenzie, and he's now preaching, and I'm so proud of him down in Evergreen, Alabama. We have Katrina Felder. Katrina, thank you so much over there. You're the hard working grinding over there and working hard over there. I'm going to come through over there, Atlanta Highway, and give you a holler over there. Money Love, Michelle, you have Money Love. Thank you. Jennifer Herring-Burt. Jennifer, we worked together in Lounge County also. We was what we call full partners with a career coach down in Butler County and Lounge County. And I was a career tech director. She's a career tech, but she's working with the State Department now. Keep on grinding, Jennifer. so much. We have a few more here. Angela Clark Green. Thank you for joining us, Angela Clark Green. We have Anita Shanks Cross, Christy Young, Christy Young. And I have another one of my fraternity brothers. I'm so glad to see this young man. He's out of the state of Michigan. That's Winston Bingo K. O'Neill. Bingo O'Neill. Hey, Bingo, how you doing, my brother? And I'm a proud member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We served as regional director at the same time on the council on the international level. And I thank you, Bingo, for joining us. Then we have Judy Smith. Thank you so much for joining us, Judy. It's been an awesome show tonight. And if anybody else Friday, I'm going to make sure I'm not missing anybody. It's been great on Wonderful Wednesday Hump Day, talking sports, talking about historical black colleges and universities. We're at the point of my hashtag I always do, that's keep on grinding. You got to keep on. You can't give up. You got to keep it going. Second hashtag, communicate for understanding. That way I can listen to you. You can listen to me. But last but not least, and it's all about best days yet to come. We don't own the right to this view. But as we start it up, I want to tell you, I love you.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done. Over.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best.
It's yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner, yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a... My brother, my brother, my brother. What you know?
Thank you so much, Dan, Jazzy J, joining us. It took time, and I want to give you a shout out. You haven't seen, you know, your best days yet. You haven't seen them. They are coming. Trust in the Lord, and you have an awesome time. Give him the praise, and we say good night to you.
Oh, 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 no. Oh, you're going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and not faint.